chaka, huka, 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 chaka, huka, 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 chaka, huka, huka, huka.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, I've seen a lot of nutty things out of Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson, a lot of nutty things. But, you know, Tucker Carlson makes $10 million a year. $10 million a year. He will do anything. He will say anything, false or not, to keep the fire going. And the more outrageous and stupid it is, the better. And this one probably takes the cake. Here's what he does. In a book called Ship of Fools, and also in some of what he says, he is now attacking his first grade teacher. His first grade teacher. What are you, 7 years old in the first grade? Six, 7 years old, his first grade teacher. Her name was Mariana Raymond. And he said, he accused her of, quote, pushing liberal views on him in the first grade and not properly teaching him. He said in the first grade, this is Tucker Carlson, had a, quote, conservative awakening, and, quote, that liberals should stop blubbering and teach us to read. He attacked Raymond again and said she wore long Indian print skirts, and she, quote, never did teach us. My father had to hire a tutor to get me through phonics. Well, look, let's get her response. Raymond, they contacted her, said, this is crazy. It's not true. And then she said, I never wore Indian print skirts. She took umbrage at being described somehow as a hippie of some sort. But then she said, I taught him, and I'm the one that had to tutor him. He was not the sharpest knife in the drawer. And then she said, he was precious, and he was a very, very polite and sweet child. First grade teacher Mariana Raymond said she had to tutor him in reading, and that he was precious and a very, very polite, sweet child. And what he's saying now is crazy. First of all, who attacks his first grade teacher? Who says he has a conservative awakening in the first grade? I remember my first grade. I had a wonderful first grade teacher, a sister, a nun, taught us to write, taught us to read. She was wonderful. You know, who attacks his first grade teacher? Who says he has a conservative awakening in the first grade? Who says that she pushed liberal views on him? In the first grade, you don't know what liberal views are, and you don't know what conservative views are. You are a first grader. You are a first grader. And this one looked like a particularly good first grade teacher, Mariana Raymond. When he says that she should have taught him phonics, that's a sort of a conservative educational view. I don't even know if they taught phonics when he was in first grade. Maybe they did. Nobody in education thinks that's a sort of a doctrinaire way to do things. But okay, whatever. Different strokes for different folks. But she said, look, I tutored him. I tutored him, and he was a precious and very, very polite and sweet child. Precious and very, very polite, sweet child. He was submissive to his first grade teacher. He's probably submissive to everybody till somebody dangled $10 million a year in front of him. And then he goes, okay, I'll be submissive to Trump. I'll be submissive to anybody for $10 million a year. And the Washington Post just dug up that in 1999, when he was a conservative writer just starting out, I think for Slate or Salon or one of them, he called Trump, Donald Trump, who back then was the real estate magnate thinking of running for president in 2000. Trump was thinking of running for president in 2000 as a real estate magnate out of New York. And Tucker Carlson called Trump in print the single most repulsive person on the planet and a wacko. What's the difference between 1999 and now? The difference between 1999 and now is that Trump was president and Tucker Carlson makes $10 million a year and he sucks up to Trump. He switches like a light switch, on and off. 1999, Tucker Carlson said that Trump was the single most repulsive person on the planet and a wacko. And that was the last time he ever told the truth. Now he attacks his first grade teacher, Mariana Raymond, for wearing long India print dresses. I think he was thinking of the 60s, frankly, and he wasn't around in the 60s and the hippies and all that kind of thing. And she took umbrage, said, I never wore any print. And then she said, I tutored him. This is crazy. This is false. And I remember him as a precious and very, very polite and sweet child. She's a good person. Good first grade teacher. Good first grade teacher. But even for $10 million a year, okay, you switch on Trump, that's terrible. Who takes a shot at his first grade teacher? The answer is Tucker Carlson. There is nothing that he says that you can believe. He does not believe what he says. If you look at his eyes, you can tell he doesn't believe what he says. There's nothing authentic about it. And I don't know where he gets the viewers to sustain a $10 million a year, $10 million a year salary. Bad news, very bad news. Well, even as bad news, maybe worse news, go to Las Vegas. There was a QAnon conference in Las Vegas. And there are special guests at the QAnon conference. And there are Republican office holders and former office holders at a QAnon conference. You know, this isn't CPAC. This isn't the Conservative Political Action Conference, even though that is a fringe of the Republican Party. And that's the one where everybody went, hail Trump with a stiff arm, hail Trump. They're also the ones that had the seminar that said, seminar right in the lobby, one of the seminars, you know, like 10 a.m., you know, room 309, said, Lincoln friend or foe. This is at a CPAC conference. It's even worse than that. QAnon is the one that thinks there's a worldwide conspiracy to dominate our American government. It's hatched in a pizza parlor basement in Washington, D.C. Marjorie Taylor Greene is one of the nuts. And here you have GOP members going to that. One of them is Mark Fincham. He is a former member of the Republican House of Representatives. And Jim Marchant, who candidate for the Republican Secretary of State and a former legislator. It's run by QAnon. Here's the deal. You get a package, a pass for the weekend for $650. Hey, wait a minute, what does that get you? You sit there and listen to these speeches. Well, you can get a preferred package for $1,300 and you can get a special VIP package for $3,000 for the weekend. So what it does is it invites donors to QAnon to pay $3,000 and show up and listen to all this stuff. You know, the QAnon people, the cyber ninja guy that's doing the crooked audit in Arizona is a QAnon guy. Marjorie Taylor Greene is QAnon. There are other members of the Republican House of Representatives who have appeared with QAnon people at events. They're the little secret sort of gang symbols. They flash secret society symbols, letters, where we go one, we go all. Sometimes you'll see a small Q on somebody's shirt, that kind of thing. You know, the Republican Party has to stamp this out. The Republican Party just has to stamp this out. When you let that level of sickness, of conspiracy, get into your political party, I mean, back in the 1940s in the Democratic Party, most people don't remember this, and they think of the Cold War and they think of now. But back in the 30s, for instance, there were a number of people who actually were members of the Communist Party who came into the Democratic Party in the 1940s. And the Americans for Democratic Action, the ADA, many of you won't even remember them. They were formed to drive communists out of the Democratic Party and to restore the Democratic Party to the Roosevelt vision, that what then was the Truman vision, of basically strong unions, strong on defense, strongly anti-communist, strongly patriotic, just a strong economy, and driving special interests and monopolies out of our economy. Americans for Democratic Action. And the AFL and CIO, you've heard of them? Well, there used to be a separate AFL and CIO before they merged, and the CIO had people from the Communist Party who'd infiltrated it, and the AFL brought them in, so it's AFL-CIO, and drove them out. We had a strong labor movement then that founded the middle class, basically, in an economic point of view in this country over the ensuing 70 years. So there's a lot of history here. And the GOP is facing this from the right now. And I don't see them forming some kinds of Americans for Republican Action or some business group instead of the AFL-CIO that drives them out. The business groups are contributing to people, to congressmen who oppose certification of Biden as president. They're contributing to him. What the Democrats did in the 1940s was drive those kinds of people out. Out they go with the garbage. Out, out, out. Well, the Republicans aren't doing that right now. And that's why they're going to fall apart. All they're doing is leaving Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney out to dry. Adam Kinzinger, an excellent guy from Illinois, stands up to QAnon, stands up to Trump, out to dry. And this is an ADA-type moment for the Republican Party. Are they going to do what the Democratic Party did in the 1940s? Get the dreck out of the party and put in Americans who stand for a strong United States and a strong defense and a strong economy. And the Republicans are not doing that. And they're not driving the dreck out of their party. And they have to, or they are not going to continue as a political party in this country. They poison our water. They gerrymander. I can go on and on. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.